This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Hospitals will have to hand over more information to the state and to the public under a pair of bills being signed today by the governor. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Back in 2019, lawmakers passed a bill requiring more financial transparency from hospitals. This year, a bipartisan group sponsored two new laws that will mandate more disclosures on things like how hospital chains acquire doctors' offices or shuffle money between states. Democratic Representative Chris DeGree Kennedy.
A hospital that is based in Colorado but is owned by a corporation in another state may be charging Colorado customers more to essentially pad the profits or else subsidize hospitals in other states. And we don't have that information at all.
But while state regulators will soon get that information, the public won't see all of it since some is confidential. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
President Joe Biden congratulated the 2023 graduating class of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs on Thursday. CPR's Dan Boyce says Biden told the cadets to prepare for a change in how wars and conflict are fought.
Biden told the 919 graduates advancements in technologies such as artificial intelligence and 3D printing are rapidly evolving the military tactics of both the U.S. and its potential adversaries.
So we got a lot to deal with. Incredible opportunity, a lot to deal with.
That will be especially true for these cadets, graduating into the air and space forces. But these cadets have been dealing with the unexpected since the start of their academy career, with the COVID-19 pandemic unfolding during their freshman year. Despite the challenges, the president said, in seeing their faces, that he's never felt more optimistic about the future of the country.
Dismissed!
Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Denver and Boulder today, there's a chance of rain through the evening, highs around 50. In Grand Junction, a little bit warmer, highs around 55. Cooler in Vail and the Central Mountains. Thanks so much for listening. This is CPR News. It's 8:06. Stay with us.